Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, 6 lines from the bottom of that Pei Tesem Beis, and the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph, the Mishnah counted 3 out of the 18 of the Neskolin, which were Iver Avidizara, and someone that's a Mesis and Mediach, and all of them are Chai Skila. And at the beginning of our Perek on that Pei Dalaran Beis, our Mishnah mentioned those that are Nechnokin, and amongst them was Navi Hesheker, and Misnab B'Shem B'Vedis Kichavim, and our Gemara will now begin and bring two Machleksim between Tanakam and Rab Shimon, as Tanarabon. We learned the Braisa, Navi Shadich Biskila, Rab Shimon Oyvi Bechanek, and as Rashi explains, a Navi that's Misnavi B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lavid of Yitzchichovim, and he says over in Avua, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem said they should go and serve Avedizara. So the Tanakhama says that he would be Chayav Skila, just like a regular Mesis Umidiach. However, Rab Shimon says that a Navi that's Midiach would have a special din, and he would be Chayav Chanek. And similarly, Madiche Erni Dachas Biskila, Rab Shimon Oyvi Bechanek, and as we know, the Anshi Erni Dachas a Chayiv Saif. However, there's a machlekes between Tanakam and Rab Shimon as to one who instigates an Iri Dachas to serve Avodah Zarah, and Tanakam holds that he'd be Chayiv Skila, and Rab Shimon holds that he'd be Chayiv Chanek. And the Gemara now continues and explains the machlekesim as Navi Shadech Biskila, as if there's a Navi that states that Kodesh Baruch Hu said that someone should serve Avodah Zarah, he would be Chayiv Skila, my time in Rabbanon, and what is the Makar for the Shita Rabbanon? Asi Hadocha Hadocha Mimesis, and he learned based on the Lima from a Mesis, and Malalam Beskila, Afkam Beskila, that since in Pashas Re'e, in Perikur Gimel, where the Torah speaks about a Navi that instigates a person to do Avodah Zarah, and the Torah states, Ki Yaakov Mekir B'cha Navi O'Chaylim Chaloyim, V'nasin Alecha Isay Mefes, U'ba Ispa Mefes, as you do by Alecha Leima, Nelcha Achre Elohim Achir, Mashal Yidata V'na Avdeim, and the Torah warns us not to listen to that Navi, and then in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk states, V'an Navi Ahu O'Chaylim Achaloyim Ahu, Yumas, Hidi Besara Al Hashem Alekecham, Hamaitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, and that Poitchom in Beis Avodim Ladichachem and Aderach Hashetzuvcha Hashem Lekecha Lelechus Ba will be Atar Rabbi Kubecha. And the Torah uses Lashon Hadacha, and once again a few Pesukim later when the Torah is speaking about a Mesis, the Torah states in Pasuk Yud Aleph Uskalte Ba'avonim V'meis Kibikesh Ladichacha Me'al Hashem Lekecha HaMetziachem Eretz Mitzrayim in Beis Avodim. And since clearly we know that a Mesis is Chayiv Skila, therefore the same would apply to a Navi that tries to instigate someone to do Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara continues with Rab Shimon, so as we know, in order to learn Gzeir Shava, you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rabbeim, and Rab Shimon did not have a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim to learn Gzeir Shava Vadocha Adocha from Mesis. And since in Pasuk Vav, relative to a Navi that's instigating a person to serve Avodah Zarah, the Torah states Vanovi Ahu Eichelu Machalei Mahu Yumas, and he uses Lashem Misa, we have a cloud that Kol Misa Amur B'Teir Stam Ein Elochenek. Therefore, Rab Shimon argues under Rabbanon, and he holds Navi Shadiach is Bechenek, and the Gemara now continues, Medichir and Yidachas Beskila, that the Rabbanon hold that if someone instigates an Iri Yidachas to do Avodah Zarah, then that person will be Chayav Skila, and my time Rabbanon, and what is the Makar for the Shita Rabbanon, as Gamri Hadacha Hadacha, Oymi Mixis, Oymi Navi Shadiach, that just like we already mentioned, that the Lashon Hadacha was stated in regard to a Mesis, as well as in regard to a Navi Shadiach, so the Torah also used the Lashon Hadacha, Benegir Iri Yidachas, and as the Pasuk states in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Sishma Ba'achzarecha, Hashem Hashem Lekecha Nesel Chol Hashem Hashem Leimar, Yotzu Anashim Bnei Biliyah B'kibecha, V'yidichu Es Yeshvi Irem Leimar, Neilchu V'navda Lehim Achirim Ashele Yidatem. Once again, we learn in Gzeir Shavah that a person that's Mediach and Eri Yidachas will be Chayiv Skila. However, Rab Shimon holds that someone that's Mediach and Eri Yidachas is going to be Chayiv Chanek. And the Gemara explains that although we stated that Rab Shimon did not have a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim to learn Hadocha Hadocha from a Mesis, however, Rab Shimon that he did have a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim to learn a Gzeir Shava from the word Hadacha that it states B'negei Neri Dachas, and the word Hadacha that the Torah uses B'negei Novi Shadiach. And since Rab Shimon Lishitase holds that Novi Shadiach is Chayiv Chanek, therefore Rab Shimon also holds that Medichi Erin Dachas are Chayiv Chanek. And the Gemara continues that although Rab Shimon had a Kabbalah that we should learn a Gzeir Shava from the word Hadacha that it says by a Medichi Erin Dachas, but as we know, they didn't necessarily have a Kabbalah as to the exact word that they should learn from. Therefore, the Gemara continues and asks Lefi Rab Shimon, the Limud Mimesis, that why is it that Rab Shimon learns Hadacha Hadacha from the word Hadacha that states Benegeya Navi Shadiach, and why wouldn't Rab Shimon learn the word Hadacha from the din of a Mesis? And just like the Torah explicitly tells us Benegeya Mesis, that one that is Mesis is Chayav Skila, therefore we should learn that Medicha Yerindachas is Chayav Skila. However, the Gemara explains, Don in Mesis Rabim, Mesis Rabim, Ve'in Don in Mesis Rabim, Mesis Yoch. Yochid, Reb Shimon held that it makes sense to learn Medichir and Yedachas from Rabbi Shemesis. They are both relevant to a Rabbim, and certainly Medichir and Yedachas, he was inciting an entire Rabbim, even though a Navi Shadiach would be Chayiv, even if he was Mesis to one person. However, the Torah brings down the Pasha of Navi Shadiach, Beloshin Rabbim, and as the Pasuk states, Ubo Isva Mephis Ashadibel Lachalemo, Nelcha Achreel Himachir, Mashallah Yedatim, Ben Avdim, and it says, let us all go, and therefore we see that it's also talking about a Rabbim. Therefore, Rab Shimon would rather learn the Din of Medichir and Yedachas from the Pasuk regarding Navi Shadiach, rather than learning from the Pasuk Benegeya Mesis, which is certainly talking about a Yachid that was Mesis and instigates another Yachid. However, the Gemara now is, Ad Rabba, Don Hedyim Hedyit, Bein Don Hedyim Minavi, that Lachir Rab Shimon should learn the Din of Medichir and Yedachas from the Din of a Mesis to Yachid, as Lemaisa both are referring to a regular person that goes and instigates someone to serve Avodah Zarah, rather than learning the Din of Medichir and Yedachas, which is referring to a Hedyit from the Din of Navi Shadiach, which is talking about a Navi that goes and instigates someone to do Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara explains, Rab Shimon, Kiva Shadiach, in Chahedi Gadol Mizeh, that Rab Shimon holds that although a Navi Shadiach at one point was a Navi Emes, and Lemaisa he brought Eisais, and he even predicted future events, but certainly once he goes and instigates people to do Avodah Zarah, then certainly he's no longer considered a Navi, and certainly he lost his stature, and he's no longer considered a Navi, and therefore, even when Rab Shimon is learning Medichir and Yedachas from a Navi Shadiach, he's learning Hedyit Mehedyit, and I in the bottom Rashi, Rab Shimon, Gom HaDocha HaDocha Minavi, to be Irin Yedachas, Agmer Rabbi, Gzeir Shav, Misinai, Lodun HaDocha HaDocha, Umistavro, De Minavi, Agmer HaLoch LaMesha, Gzeir Shav, Zu, Kediyav, Taim, Lomusei, and as we just explained, and let us remember that on Daf Samach Zayin Amin Aleph, the Mishnah stated, HaMises Zehedyit, VaMises Esa Hedyit, and they were both Chayiv Skilo, and the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amin Aleph discuss if that Mishnah is like Rab Shimon or like Rabbanon, Ayin Sham, and also keep in mind that this last svar of the Gemara of Kivin Shadiach in Chahedi Gadol Mizeh was a svar that we already saw on that Pei Dalam and Aleph regarding another point. And the Gemara continues, Rab Chista, Rab Chista points out that we just saw a machlekes between Rabbanon and Rab Shimon, Benegeya Navi Shadiach, and the Navi that claims that he had a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people should do Avodah Zarah, and therefore he tries to instigate them to do Avodah Zarah. And Rabbanon held that he would be Chayiv Skila, and Rab Shimon held that he would be Chayiv Chanek. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and Rab Chista explains, Machlekes ba'ika agof avedis chichavim, v'ki mixas u'bitul mixas avedis chichavim, drachmona oma min aderech, afilu mixas aderech. That this machlekes between the Chachamim and Rab Shimon is specifically in a case where Navi claims that he had a nevuah to be oika the entire concept of Avodah Zarah, and he says that Hashem said that there is no more issa to serve Avodah Zarah, or where the Navi was mekayim mixas and mevatel mixas of the issa Avodah Zarah. And for example, either the Navi said that I had a nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that we're allowed to serve a specific Avodah Zarah for a moment, and then afterwards we have to destroy that Avodah Zarah, or where the Navi stated that I had a nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu that we could serve certain Avodah Zarahs, and certain Avodah Zarahs were not allowed to serve. And this is based on the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei that stated, V'anavi ahu v'yichilu machalim ahu yumas kidi besora al Hashem lekechem ha-meitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim v'apoychum beis avodim la'dichachom min ha-derech asher tzivcha Hashem lekechel lechus bo u'bi'atar rob mikubecha. And the Torah uses lashon min ha-derech, and therefore this pasha of Navi Shadiach not only relevant to someone that claims that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that there's no longer an issa avodah zarah, but it's also relevant to a Navi that's mekayim mixas and mevatel mixas. However, Rav Chista continues, Abel Eikar Guf, the Shah Mitzvah is Divra Kol Bechenek, but even Rabbanon agreed to Rab Shimon that if a Navi Sheker claims that there's a certain mitzvah in the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to be Mevatel, all agree that that Navi Sheker will be Chayiv Chenek. And as we learned in the Mishnah on that Pidal on the Beis, and as we know, the standard din of Navi Sheker is learned from the Pasuk and Pasha Sheftim that states, Acha Navi Hashiyoz Ledabe Dov Beshmi, Esa Shalei Tzivisa Ledabe, Vashiyidab Beshem Elohim Achirim, Umesa Navi Ahu, and as Rashi and Arsugya states, Aval Ika Aguf, the Shah Mitzvah's Divra Kol Bechenek, the Nafkala Mikra Achrina, Ha'om Pasha Achrina, the Lake Sibba Adacha, Acha Navi Hashiyoz Ledabe Dov Beshmi, Vahaynu Maishalei Shama, and that is referring to a Navi that says over in Avuah that he never heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Uksiv, Umisa Navi Ahu, V'chol Misa Amur Stam, is Cheneku, as we previously learned. And finally, Zokrav Chista, V'kiyam Mixas, U'bitul Mixas, the Bishah Mitzvah's Divra Kol Pata. However, if a Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to get rid of a part of a mitzvah, then he would not be Chayiv Misa, and he would be Pata. And as Rashi explains, as the Pasuk and Pasha Sheftim states, Acha Navi Hashiyozel Dabe Dover, and we learn, Dover Sholem V'lo Chatzi Dover, And before we continue, let us point out that Rashi explains that Rabbanan hold that the only time that the Tehari is mechayiv in Navi Sheker Skila is only when he tries to mevatel the entire mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, all the Kayim mitzvahs, all the vatel mitzvahs. And Rashi explains a bit further as the pasuk states, Ubo Isva Moifis, and then the pasuk states, Nelcha v'Navda, Hainu Akiris Hagof, no bitul mitzvahs, Tahasum Namiksev b'Seifa, as the pasuk states, Yumas, Kidi b'Sara, Ladich Chom in Aderech, Vafilu b'Mitzvahs Mashma, Umil Bloy Mishtei Kra, Elba Avodah Zarah, the Dovah Lomim in Yonai. And even though in pasuk Vav, the Torah doesn't specify that we're speaking about Avodah Zarah, but it's Dovah Lomim in Yonai, and since pasuk Gimel is specifically talking about a Navi that is trying to be Eikah Haguf, and they're trying to get rid of the entire Issa of Avodah Zarah, therefore in pasuk Vav, it also must speaking about a Navi that is trying to be Mabatel B'Mikzas, specifically the Issa of Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara continues, Masa Rav Nuna, the Rav Nuna asked Rav Chista, that the Braisa teaches us that when the pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh, in pasuk Vav, Ladicha Min Aderech, Asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, L'Lechas Ba U'Bi'at Haro Mikabecha, so the words L'Lechas Ba are extra, and we learn out L'Lechas Zu Mitzasei, and Ba Zu Mitzasei, and as Rashi explains that the word L'Lechas is Mashma Lasois, V'Loi Mashma Azara, and the word Ba is come to teach us L'Lechasei, Gamrinon, as we see the Lashon Ba from another pasuk that states, Ashechata Ba, the B'Lechasei Mary, as certainly that's referring to L'Lechasei, therefore Rabbi Nuna asks, V'Isachadaitach Ba B'Dichichavim, and if you would want to tell me that even pasuk Vav is specifically referring to a Navi that's Mediach B'Negei Avodah Zarah, but certainly that can't be, as I say, B'Avodah Zarah, Hechem Mishkachas La, as we never find an Asay in the Torah regarding Avodah Zarah, and as Rashi explains, Almo de Shar Mitzis Nami, Hacha Gabi Adacha Ksivi, the Eloi Mishtei Kra, El B'Avodah Zarah, May Asay Eka, as if this pasuk is specifically referring to a case of Avodah Zarah, then how could the Torah mention anything about an Asay? However, the Gemara answers, Tegmer Rav Chista, V'Nitatzdem, Rav Chista explains that when this Braisa mentions that there is an Asay, B'Negei Avodah Zarah, it refers to the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh that states, V'Nitatzdem Es Mizbechaisam, V'Shibatem Es Masavaisam, V'Ashireim Tisrim Be'esh, V'Sile Eliheim Tigadeon, V'Yibatem Es Shmam, in Amakam Ahu, and therefore there is no question on Rav Chista. However, the Gemara continues that L'Maisa Rav Nuna does not like this Teretz, and as Rashi explains, the Haile Lechis Bolei Mashmele Rav Nuna, Avinitatzdem, D'Rachman Amam Min Aderech, V'Avidah Zarkai, and since the pasuk states, L'Adicha Min Aderech, Asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Lechis Ba, so it's Mashma that when the Torah refers to an Asay, it seems to refer to an Asay as relevant to Avodah Zarah and not to the destruction of Avodah Zarah. And as Duran explains, as the Deichik to say that this pasuk is coming to Yom Abba only a mitzvah Asay that's relevant to Benetatzdem. Therefore, Rav Nuna Omar, Rav Nuna explains, Machlekes Be'Oikah Haguf, Bein Bavidis Chavim, Bein B'Shar Mitzvahs, that the Machlekes between the Chacham and Rav Shimon regarding a Navi Shadiach is not only relevant to Avodah Zarah, but it's relevant to any other mitzvah where the Navi is oikah the entire mitzvah and states that this Navi is not relevant any longer. As L'maisa in the Pasuk B'Negiah Navi Shadiach, the Torah uses the term L'Lechis Ba, and it's Mashman that's referring to all mitzvahs in the Torah, as it teaches us that it refers to all mitzvahs say and all mitzvahs leis say that are in the Torah. And the Chacham hold that all these cases a Navi Shadiach would be Chayiv Skila, while Rav Shimon holds that a Navi Shadiach would be Chayiv Chenek. Similarly, Rav Nuna also holds that this Machlekes between the Chacham and Rav Shimon by Kiyum Mitzvahs Ubitul Mitzvahs Da'avedis Kechavim D'Rachmana Om Min Aderech Afilu Mitzvahs Aderech, than the case where a Navi comes and says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mevatel part of the Issa of Avodah Zarah, he's still Mekayim other Yisurim of Avodah Zarah, that even in that case the Chacham and Rav Shimon argue and the Chacham hold that this Navi would be Chayiv Skila, where Rav Shimon would hold that the Navi is Chayiv Chenek. And we know this based on the fact that this pasuk states Ladicha Min Aderech, and certainly it's referring to a Navi that's saying Nevuah regarding Avodah Zarah, and the pasuk states Min Aderech, and clearly it's telling us Afilu Mitzvahs Derech, and even if the Navi is trying to be Mevatel Mitzvahs and be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and even in this case the Chacham Rav Shimon would be Cholek if this Navi would be Chayiv Skila or be Chayiv Chenek. However, Rav Hamnuna continues Avakiyum Mitzvahs Ubitul Mitzvahs to Bishar Mitzvahs Divrei Kol Potah, but in the case where Navi comes and says in Nevuah regarding other mitzvahs, and he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to Mevatel Mitzvahs and be Mekayim Mitzvahs, in that case the Navi will be Potah. And as Rashi points out, that even though the pasuk and Pasha Shoftim states Achan Navi Shiyozel Daber David B'Shmi Esa Shalitzev Yisav Daber Vashi Daber B'Shem Elohim Achirim Umisa Navi Ahu, and certainly that pasuk tells us that there is a case where Navi Sheker will be Chayev Chenek. However, certainly that pasuk cannot be talking about a scenario where Navi says a Nevuah regarding any mitzvahs and he's Mekayim Mitzvahs and Mevatel Mitzvahs, as the pasuk uses the term L'Daber Davar, and we learn learn out Dover Sholem that it has to be a complete Dover, and he has to be Mevatel a mitzvah completely, and therefore certainly that pasuk can't be referring to a Novi Sheket that was Mevatel Mixas and Mekayim Mixas of any other mitzvah. Rashi therefore explains that when the pasuk tells us that a Novi Sheket is going to be Chayiv Chenek, is Lava Ika Divrei Torah, Haikiyaz Ledabe Dovakai, the Hasim Skila, as certainly as we just stated, that the Chum would hold then in that case due to be Chayiv Skila, Elad Varim Ba'alma Kagoyin Tzitkiyah Ben Kanana, and that pasuk is teaching us that if a Novi comes and tells over any Nevuah, and he says that this is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and really HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him that, then that Navi would be Chayiv Chenek, as we saw on that Pei Testament Aleph, that as an example of Misnabi Mashalei Shoma, the Gemara gave an example of Tzitkiyo ben Kenano. The Gemara continues and brings a Braisa, Tari Rabbanon, HaMisnabi Laka Dov Min HaTorah Chayiv, that if someone says a Nevuah, in order to be Oikah, something from the Torah, they will be Chayiv Misa, however Lekai Mixas, Ulevatel Mixas, Rav Shimon Paita, that if someone says a Nevuah, to be Mekayim part of a mitzvah, and to be Mevatel part of the mitzvah, so Rav Shimon says that it will be Pata. However, Uva Avodizkei Chavim, Afilu Omar, Hayoyim Avdu, Lemach Batlu, Divrei HaKol Chayiv, that all agree that Benegei Avodah Zarah, even if someone is Mekayim Mixas and Mevatel Mixas, they will be Chayiv Misa. The Gemara will now explain this Braisa, both according to Rav Chista, as well as according to Rav Nuna, as the Gemara states, Abai Savla Krav Chista, Umetarsla Krav Chista, Abai Holzak Krav Chista, and he will explain how to understand this Braisa according to Rav Chista. However, Rav Savla Krav Nuna, Umetarsla Krav Nuna, Rav Holzak Krav Nuna will explain how this Braisa works out according to Rav Nuna, and the Gemara continues, Abai Savla Krav Chista, Umetarsla Krav Chista, when the Rashi states, Amisnabi Lakadar Minatera Chayiv, so Abai explains that that's referring to someone that's Misnabi Lakadar Minatera, that is not referring to the mitzvah of Vedizara, and is referring to any other mitzvah in the Torah. And as Rav Chista taught us at the top of the Amid, Avol Ika Guf, the Sham Mitzvah is Divra Kol Bechenek, and even the Rabbanon agreed to Rav Shimon that one would be Chayiv Chenek. When the Braisa states, Lekayim Mixas, Ulevatel Mixas, Rav Shimon Paita, Vuhu Adin Rabbanon, and Enechinami, even the Rabbanon would agree to this din, that since he's only trying to be Mevatel Mixas of another mitzvah that's not a Vedizara, then you would be Potel Lagamri. And as Rav Chista stated at the top of the Amid, Vekiyim Mixas, Ubitel Mixas, Le Besham Mitzvahs, Divra Kol Pata, and Ayin Rashi, six lines from the bottom of Amid, Rashi is bothered that since the Chacham also agree that this Navi would be Pata, so if so, why did the Braisa state Rav Shimon Paita, and Zokt Rashi, Rav Chista Hadanaka Rav Shimon, Hakamashbalan, the Rashi Dektani Stama Chayiv, when the Rashi stated Hamisnabi Lakad Abinatira, that one is Chayiv, and it doesn't mention if you would be Chayiv Chenek or you would be Chayiv Skila, the Gemara mentions Rav Shimon Paita in order to tell us that when the Rashi states that you're going to be Chayiv, that you will be Chayiv Chenek, as we know Rav Shimon is the Shita that generally holds that one is Chayiv Chenek, and even the Rabbanon agree, where one is Oikah the entire mitzvah, B'negiyah Shah Mitzvahs, that one will be Chayiv Chenek. As Rashi states, the Shah Mitzvah is Ben Yoni Adach the Skila like Sivi, and the Mepharshim explain that if the Braisa would have just stated a Lashon Potter and it wouldn't have said Rav Shimon Paita, then we would have said that when the Rashi stated that a Misnabi Lakadar Minatur is Chayiv, then we would think Makad Isla or Makad Isla, then this case, where it's Misnabi Laka Dominatera, then there would be a machlekes between Rabban and Rab Shimon, and Rabban would hold that you're Chayiv Skila, and Rab Shimon would hold that the Navi would be Chayiv Chenek. And similarly, the Mepharshim point out that if the Braisa would have stated in the Resha that you're Chayiv Chenek, then we would think that this Braisa is going specifically like Rab Shimon, Ayin Sham, and Abaye now continues to explain the Sefer of the Braisa. When the Braisa states, and Abaye explains, Makid Islay, Makid Islay, that according to Chacham you'd be Chayiv Skila, and according to Rav Shimon you'd be Chayiv Chenek. The Gemara now continues, Rav Sava La Karav Menuna, Umetaris La Karav Menuna, that Rav holds La Karav Menuna, and he'll explain this Braisa in order that the Braisa will work out according to Rav Menuna, and the Reisha the Braisa teaches us, HaMisnabi Laka Dov Min HaTorah, Bein Bavigz Chavim, Bein Mishav Mitzvahs Chayiv, Makad Islay, Makad Islay, that when the Reisha the Braisa stated, HaMisnabi Laka Dov Min HaTorah Chayiv, is referring to a Navi Sheker that said in the Nevuah, and either he wants to be Oika the entire Issa of Avodah Zarah, or he wants to be Oika any other Issa or Mitzvah in the Torah. When the Braisa states Chayiv, Lefid Rabbanon, the Navi Sheker would be Chayiv Skila, and Lefid Rab Shimon, he would be Chayiv Chenek. And when the Braisa continues, Lekayim Mixas, Levatel Mixas, Rab Shimon Paita, so Rav explains, Lefid Rab Nuna, that the Braisa is specifically referring to a Navi Sheker that is Lekayim Mixas, Levatel Mixas, Bisham Mitzvahs, and not Avodah Zarah. And when the Braisa states, Rab Shimon Paita, Vuhu Adin Rabbanon, and both Rab Shimon and Rabbanon agree that the Navi Sheker would be Potter. And once again, Rashi is bothered that L'chayr, since in this case of the Braisa of Lekayim Mixas, is a little battle mixas, even the Rabbanan agree that the Navi Sheker would be Pata, so why does the Brisa state Rab Shimon Paita? Nayin Rashi in the second line of the left column where Rashi states, Ramnuna hide the Nakat Rab Shimon Rabusuhu, and the Fira Ramnuna, the Brisa mentions Rab Shimon Paita in order to teach us a Chiddush, claim that Fafilu Mechenek to Rab Shimon Paita, that although in certain cases, according to Rab Shimon, a Navi Sheker is Chayiv Chenek, but in this case, the Navi Sheker would not even be Chayiv a small Misakala like Chenek, the Koshke Miskila, the Mechayiv Lerabanam, but Ikazakal, and certainly this Navi Sheker would not be Chayiv Skila that the Rabbanan hold would apply to a Navi Sheker that tried to be Ikazakal. And finally, Rav explains the last part of the Brisa, according to Rav Nuna, Ubavitzakechavim, Afilo Ima Yom Evdu, Lamacha Batlu, Chayiv, Makad Islay, Makad Islay, according to the Rabbanan, the Navi Sheker would be Chayiv Skila, and according to Rav Shimon, this Navi Sheker would be Chayiv Chenek. And our Gemara continues, Amr Avo, Amr Abyechron, the Ravo says the name of Abyechron, Bakalim Yom Lachon Navi, Aval de Retura, Shimaloi, Chutzma Vidiskechavim, Shafilu Mamid Lachamo, the Emzerakia, Al Tishmaloi, that in regard to all mitzvahs and all Isurim, if a Navi that is already Muchzik as a Navi MS comes and tells someone to not perform a specific mitzvah or to be Oiva on a Lisa say, then as long as it's Litzarech Shah and based on the Pasuk of Is Lassel Hashem, Heferu Teresecha, you can listen to that Navi, and as Rashi points out, Kagoin Aliyo Bar Kamel Beshrut Echutz. However, if a Navi claims that Hashem said that we should be Mvatal the Isa Vidazara even for a moment, then even if this Navi Sheker previously proved that he was a Navi, and for example, he had the sun stand still in the middle of the sky, and even so, this proves that he's a Navi Sheker, and you're not allowed to listen to him. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, Rabbi Yesi Aglili Oimer, Hegiya Tayr Lusayt Daita Shalavidis Kechavim, Lefikach Nitna Tayr Memshalaba, Shafilu Maimin Lachachama, Be'em Tzarekia, Al Tishma Loi, that since the Tayr realized how strong the Yitzahar is for Avedis Zara, therefore the Tayr specifically told us that even if there's a Navi that comes and shows you Eis Samaisim, and as the Pasuk states in Pasra A, Uba Eis Samaifis, Ashadibe Lechalema, then he says, Nilcha Achre Elohim Achirim, Ashele Yedatem, Vin Avdeim, so then the Tayr tells us, Leisishma al Divre Anavi Ahu, Oya al Chaylo Machaylo Mahu, Ki Minasa Shem Alekechem Eschem, Ledas Yeshchem Oyevim Esa Shem Alekechem, B'chol Vavchem, B'chol Nafshchem, as Rashi says, Nos Na Tayr Memshalaba, Klema Filu Tira Eisei Navi, Moishe Ba Eisei Kutzeinei, Dechsev In Nosan Lecha, Eisei Moifes, even so, you now listen to this Navi. And the Gemara now continues and brings another Braisa where Rabbi Kiva will be Chilik and Rabbi Yisya Glili, as Tanya Om Rabbi Kiva, Chas V'Sholom Shakosh Baruch Hu Ma'amid Chaim Malai V'Rutzeinai, that Chas V'Sholom, that Kosh Baruch Hu will give power to a Navi Sheker and will be able to create such a ois and he will be able to be Ma'amid Chaim Malai V'Rutzeinai, Ela Kagoyin Chananya Ben Azor, Shemet Chilasi Navi Emes, Ul B'Seif Navi Sheker, that originally Chananya Ben Azor was a Navi Emes and therefore he had the ability to make ois to Moisim in order to prove that he was Navi Emes. However, as we saw at the bottom of that Pei Tesem and Aleph, that ultimately he became a Navi Sheker. Therefore, as Rabbi Chananel explains, the Torah tells us that if this Navi that originally was a Navi Emes, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power to make an Oiso Meifes in order to prove that he was a Navi Emes, the Achakein Sorach v'nasin Navi HaSheker l'man nasis es Yisrael hishra shchinasi ala b'tchila sheyada HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'yoshev v'yisrach b'achreina u'bishvil zeh henicha ba'ilam, and that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally made him a Navi Emes in order to test Klai Yisrael at the end of the result when he went off the derech and he became a Navi Sheker. Pirish k'goyin zeh mazeh akosav al tishmalai, and the Torah warns us and gives us a sign that even though at one point he was Navi Emes, but by the fact that he tells you to go and serve Avodah Zarah, it must be that he's a Navi Sheker and we shouldn't just follow people blindly. And Rabbeinu Chananel continues with Kaimel and Rabbi Kiva, that we hold like Rabbi Kiva as opposed to Rabbi Yisrael Glivli, and Avol Navi HaSheker mitchilasai chas v'sholom shakadosh baruch hu neisin ha'isim meifis al yodoi l'hatei say lomai, that certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow Navi Sheker to be able to create isim meifisim and be able to try and trick his world. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that Pei Tesem and Aleph that discussed the last two of the eight nechnokin that we saw in the Mishnah on that Pei Dalam and Beis. And the Mishnah stated v'zoyim bas koyin u'beila, that although a bas koyin that's mezana is chayis sreifa, however edim zoyimim that try to be mechayiv a bas koyin sreifa, as well as one who's mezana with a bas koyin, will be chayiv chenek. And as the Mishnah stated shekala muzamin or as some agur shekala mumasin makdim ala isa misa chutz mezoyim bas koyin u'beila. And our Gemara is minani mili, and Amr of Acha Breda of Iko, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, B'yesi Oime, Mat HaMoleima, that what does the Pasuk mean in Pasha Shaitin when it states, V'asisim lo yikasha zomim, lasis lo'achiv, and it's mashma that Rashi is gurus, Mat HaMoleima lo'achiv, the Pasuk could have stated kasha zamun lasais, and it didn't have to say l'achiv. And Rabbi Yisi teaches us l'fisha kolam uzumamin was some agurus l'fisha kolam masin shabatira zayimayin ubayalein kiyotzben. Then in all cases of edim zaimim, the edim zaimim received the same zmisa as they wanted to be mechayiv their victim. And similarly, when someone is mezana with a woman, then the man and woman generally have the same chiyuv misa. However, bas kayin he b'sreifa. If a bas kayin is mezana, then she will be chayiv sreifa. However, since the pasuk states he tisareif, so we learn out ve'im boilu b'sreifa that the man that's mezana with the bas kayin will not be chayiv sreifa. And if she's an eishes ish, then he'll be chayiv chanek. Zaimim any day im loy hukshu and lo hukshu. However, b'negeya edim zaimim that testified regarding a bas kayin, we are not sure if the edim zaimim should now be chayiv chanek like the boil, or if the edim zaimim should be chayiv sreifa like the bas kayin. However, kishu im elasis l'achiv, but now that the Torah uses the extra lashon of l'achiv, so we learn out l'achiv le'lachaysay. If there's a question as to what misa the edim zaimim should receive, then the edim zaimim will receive the misa that they wanted to give to a male, and not the misa that they wanted to give to a female. And therefore, these edim zaimim will be chayiv chanek and not sreifa. And as Rashi states, l'achiv le'lachaysay kol hecha debeidusa mechayiv an ish ve'isha v'dinan and chol kihacha lo'yhukshu. Then we compare to the male and not to the female. Ayin and Mefarshim that discuss that why do we need this new limud of la'achiv le'lachaysay if the pasuk regarding the chiyu sreifa by bas kayin used the term he, and we already learned he b'sreifa ve'in b'ilu b'sreifa, and therefore we should also learn ve'in zayimeh b'sreifa. And Ayin and Mefarshim how they explain this gemara hadron loch iluhin ha'nechlokin hadron loch iluhin ha'nechlokin hadron loch iluhin ha'nechlokin. And we continue with the 11th and last parak of Masechta Sanhedrin and with the new Mishnah. And when we began Eluhin HaNechlokin, we already discussed that in the Mishnayis, the Prakim are just the opposite, as the 10th parak is Chelek and the 11th parak is Eluhin HaNechlokin. And I am Mefarshim to have a question if Rashi on Parak Chelek is actually Rashi or if it's a different Pirish, as Rashi in Parak Chelek is much longer than his standard style. And the first Rashi in our parak, Rashi states, Meikara Ayri Ba'abba Misayis Umifarash Va'azal Lukulu, that originally we start off and we mention all the Abba Misa's Bezin of Skila Sreifa Herg V'Chenek, and then we explain all the Abba Misa's, and one may think that anyone that is Chayiv Misa's Bezin would not have a Chilek L'Olam Abba, and therefore our parak now continues and tells us that it's only the following that do not have a Chilek L'Olam Abba. And certainly from this Rashi it's Mashma that this parak should be the last parak and should be after Elohim HaNachnokin. And our Mishnah begins Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chilek L'Olam Abba Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim Lo'ilam Yeshu Oretz Neitzim Atoy Maisi Yodai Lispire. And some agurus that Rashi states Hachbaba Inam Min HaMishnah El Agada Ba'almahi, that really this part of the Mishnah is really just a Memor Chazal and not really a part of this Mishnah. Uksuva Kan K'dei L'Haskha HaPerek B'Dor V'Toyv. And the only reason why we begin our parak in this manner is in order to start off with the Dor V'Toyv. And in reality Avu Reish Pirkin Hochi Ve'ilu She'ilam Chiluk Lang Ma'ba and Umahada Hach Pirka Del'el Ve'ilu Hin and Srafin. As this sheet to hold that Chelek is the 10th parak and Elohim HaNechlokin is the 11th parak and the last parak. However, V'nir L'mayri, the Elohim HaNechlokin Roish Yachtim L'parak Zeh. And then Rashi continued to make Kora Ayri Ba'abba Misa Yisum M'farish V'azal L'kulu V'hadum M'farish Hani the Elohim Chelek L'olam Abba. And also Ayin Rashi in the Ein Yaakov that explains Afal Pi She'ovar Averes, that our Mishnah is teaching us that even though all those people that Chayim Misa's Bezdin all did major Averes, but even so Kivin Shekiblu Dinam Harein Kichol Yisrael v'yesh lahem chelak leilam haba. The Mishnah now continues ve'ilu she'ilam chelak leilam haba ha'im ein tchiyas ha'mesim in atira. As Rashi explains she'kaifu b'medrashim d'ashina b'gemara l'kamon minayin l'tchiyas ha'mesim in atira v'afilu yehi moidu maimen she'yichu ha'mesim el d'lei remizu b'raisa kaifu. Even if he believes that there will be tchiyas ha'mesim, however he says that there is no remiz in atira, then he's considered a kaifa ho'il v'oika she'yish tchiyas ha'mesim in atira ma'al lonu l'am nusay v'chimehechenu yodeya she'kenu hilkul chayfu v'gomaru. Therefore, he's a full-fledged kaifa. And similarly, ve'in teir min hashemayim, if someone says the Torah was not given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and similarly, va'apikaris, and Rashi states, mefarash b'gemara, and Rabbi Kiva iman, Rabbi Kiva adds to list, af ha'kari b'sfarim m'chitzaynim, which Rashi again states, mefarash b'gemara, va'aloicha shalamaka, if someone casts some sort of a spell on a wound, va'imer, and he quotes the pasuk in Pasha B'shalach that states, va'yoyimim shemoye tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha, va'yosha b'in avtasa, v'zatul mitzvaysav, v'shemata kol chukav, kol amachla, shesamti b'mitzrayim, le'osam alecha, ki ani Hashem reifecha. And Abishol Oymer, af ha'hoigas Hashem ba'is Yosef, that someone actually pronounces the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the way it's written, and he pronounces as Yudkei Vavkei, then he is also Inlim Chilak Leilam Abba. And the Mishnah continues, Shleisha Malachim Vabba Hedetes Inlim Chilak Leilam Abba. There were three kings and four Hedetes that did not have a Chilak Leilam Abba. And the Mishnah tells us, Shleisha Malachim refers to Yeravam Achav and Menashe. However, Rabbi Yehuda states, Menashe Yeshle Chilak Leilam Abba, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis says, Vayispali Love, that Menashe Davin to Hashem, Vayyosiloi, Vayishmat Chinosai, Vashibio Yushlein Lamachusai, Vayyidim Menashe Ke Hashem Ualakim. And we see that Kosh Baruch Hu listened to Menashe, and therefore he's Yeshle Chilak Leilam Abba. However, Amru Loi, the Chacham responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Lamachusai Yeshivai, Vilay Lachayim Bo Yeshivai, that even though Akash Baruch Hu returned Menashe to his kingdom, however, Akash Baruch Hu did not return Menashe to be able to have a Chilak Leilam Abba. And the Mishnah explains, Abba Hadjaites, that refers to Bilam, to Doeg, Achitayfel, and Gechazi. And the Gemara begins and asks, V'chol Kach Lomo, that why is it that someone that states, Ein Chiyas HaMesim in HaTerah, does not have a Chilak Leilam Abba? And the Gemara explains, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, who Kofer B'Tchiyas HaMesim, that since he was Kofer in the concept of Tchiyas HaMesim, and at least he stated that Tchiyas HaMesim is not Merum as in HaTerah, and Lefikach, and therefore, Mida Kenega Mida, Lo Yiyole Chilak B'Tchiyas HaMesim, Shekol Midei Shekol Kosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kenega Mida. And as we know, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always performed Mida Kenega Mida. The Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmani, Amr Rabbi Inison, Nayin Shekol Midei Shekol Kosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kenega Mida. Shenemen, as we know, that during the time of Elisha, there was a siege from the Melech Haram, and because of the siege, there was a great famine in the area, and the Pasuk states, Vayayim Elisha, Shimu Dva Hashem, Koyam Hashem, Ka'is Macha, Sa'as Seilus B'Shekel, V'Sasayim Sa'im B'Shekel, B'Shah Shemren, and he was misnabe that on the next day, the price of wheat and barley would be very cheap, and the famine would be over, and Uksiv, and the next Pasuk tells us that when Elisha told this to the king, and the king's officer, who the Melech was leaning on, responded to Elisha, Vayana Shalosh Eshel Melech Nishan Al Yodai Es Eshel Ekim Vayomar Hine Hashem Oisar Rubus Bashemayim Hayiyah Dovazeh. And he said that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes great large windows in the Shemayim, how could this actually possibly happen by tomorrow? And Elisha responded to him, Vayomar Hinch Roya Beinecho Misham Leisechel, that although you'll live long enough in order to see this nace, however, ultimately you will not be able to eat from this wheat and from this barley. And the Gemara continues on that Tzadik on the base, Viksiv, and ultimately the Pasuk tells us in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav, Vahi Loi Kain, that this actually occurred, and Vayimsu Oisir HaOm Bashar Vayamois, that the nation trampled on his Tsar in the marketplace, and ultimately he died prior to be able to have Anah from this wheat and from this barley. And as Rashi says, V'davashah Kofaboy Nidon, Shalai Ochel Misham, V'nirmas Buragli HaBoim Liknois, and the Gemara continues, the how do we prove from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ma'anish a person, Mida Kenega Mida, but V'dilma may be the reason why this person actually died was not based on Mida Kenega Mida, but Kilos Elisha Garmalei, but it was based on the Klolo that Elisha gave him. Da'am Rabbi Hudam Rav, Kilos Chacham Afilo Al Chinam Hiba, and certainly it's a Kalvachayma in this case, and certainly it makes sense why Elisha would curse this person in this manner, as Lemaisa the Tsar did not believe the Nevuah of Elisha. The Gemara responds, Im King Lichta Krav Vayimsu Vayamois, so then the Torah should have stated that they crushed him and they trampled him and he died. My Bashar, and why did the Pasuk have to specify that he died in the marketplace? So it must be Al Iske Shar, they died based on the marketplace and based on the concept of Mida Kenega Mida. And the Gemara now continues, and we will not be Gurus Om Rabbi Yechron, as later on in that Tzadik Aleph and Beis, the Gemara will bring down a member of Om Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba Om Rabbi Yechron, Minayin L'Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTera, Shinema Kol Tzafayich. And over here, the Gemara begins, Minayin L'Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTera, and the Gemara asks, where do we find a remez to Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTera? And the Gemara explains, Shinem, and as the Pasuk and Pashas Kerich states, Kain Terimu Gam Atem Trumas Hashem, Kol Maisu Seichem, Asher Tichu Me'is Bnei Yisrael, Unesatim Menu Is Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKoyin. And the Gemara is that Bishleim in other places, when we say that Aaron did something, so certainly Aaron did it, and later on, the Kohen Gadol at that time performed that Avodah or did that thing. However, over here, we were talking about Truma, which only applied once Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara now is, V'chi Aaron Lo'ilum Kayim, Val Lo'ilum Nichlis La'aretz Yisrael, Sh'neis Lo'i Truma, V'asam Agarius, V'chi Aaron Lo'ilum Kayim, Sh'neis Lo'i Truma, that was Aaron alive for such a long period of time that he went to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they had the ability to give him Truma. And we know that Aaron HaKohen died before entering Eretz Yisrael, and even so, the Pasuk tells us, Unesatim Menu Is Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen, and therefore the Gemara explains, El Melamish Asa Lichyais, V'Yisrael Neis Lo'i Truma, Mekan L'Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTera, and therefore we see that eventually Aaron HaKohen will once again live, and Klai Yisrael will be able to give him Truma, and we see a remez for Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTera, and Ayin Rashi, Lo'ilum Kayim, Lab Dafka, El Klima, Halilu However, the Gemara continues that this can't be the makar for the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, at the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, as we learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, La Arain Ka Arain, that the Torah tells us that you give the Truma to Arain, that you have to give the Truma to someone like Arain, Ma Arain Chava, at Bonav Chavirim, that just like Arain was a Talmud Chacham, you should also only give Truma to a Talmud Chacham, and some Agaris, Mikan Amru, She'in Eis Matana, L'Koyin Am Aretz, and the Gemara continues that even according to our Tana, that use this Pasuk as a remez for Tchias HaMesim in Atera, but they also have a Makar that you shouldn't give Truma to a Koyin that's Am Aretz, as Amar Shmuel Ban Achmani, Amar Abinson, Minayin She'in Eis and Truma L'Koyin Am Aretz, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Devar Yom and Beis, Vayyom La'am L'Yesh V'Yishlayim, Lassis Minasa Koyin and Valavim, L'man Yechzuku B'Seris Hashem, and we learn Kolamachzuk B'Teris Hashem, Yesh Lo Minas, that anyone that is Machzuk B'Teris Hashem, and is a Talmud Chacham, they should receive a portion of the Matnas Kuna, v'she'en machzuk b'teres Hashem, ein l'minas, but if someone is an Am Aretz, then they should not receive a portion of the Matnas Kuhuna. And the Gemara continues, Om Rab Acha Ba'ada, Om Rab Yehuda, chal neisen chuma l'koyin Am Aretz, ki ilu neisen l'fnei ari, if someone gives his chuma to a koyin that's an Am Aretz, it's as if he placed it in front of a lion, as ma'ari, suffik deris v'ichol, suffik ein deris v'ichol, as just like an ari, there's a potential that he'll trample on it and he'll eat it, when there's a potential that he won't trample on something and eat it, af koyin Am Aretz, suffik eichol b'tayra, suffik eichol b'tuma. And similarly, by giving chuma to a koyin that's an Am Aretz, there's a potential that he'll eat a b'tayra, but there's also a potential that the koyin who's an Am Aretz will eat this chuma while he's tummy. And ayin in Rashi, diba maschil ma'ari, suffik deiris v'eichol, and Rashi explains, inan u'yodin kishinoto behim mena'ida, that when a lion grabs an animal from a corral, and we don't know, imdait l'darsav l'eichol miyad, koyin shittas riach, if the intent of the lion is to rip apart the animal right away and to immediately eat it before it's masriach, or if the intent of the lion is to rip apart the animal but then to just place it in his lair and only eat the meat once it starts smelling, and Rashi brings a second shot, inami suffik deris shari dak lidrois v'limrois behim baraglov v'ichl k'shi drusim unuveles u'pamishin leisna b'churoi v'inim unuveles. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Rabbi Yechonon explains that by someone giving chuma to a koyin that is an Am Aretz, afgoyim lemisa, he potentially will cause this koyin to have a chiyuv misa, shenem, and as the pasuk in Pashas Emor regarding a koyin tummy that eats chuma states, vishamru es mishmati v'lo yisu lov chet u'mesu b'ki chalu ani Hashem mekadosham. And the Gemara continues, Debir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, and the Yeshiva Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they learned in the Braisa that af mesir yavoyin ashma, shenem, and as the pasuk in Emor states, v'siu oisam avoyin ashma ba'ochlam es kocheyem, ayin rashi avoyin ashma avoyin es habe metoyin alav, that he will carry many averes ba'ochlam es kocheyem u'tagmina b'mechleyem b'soyevo yas kocheyen, when a koyin will eat truma or will eat kochem while he is tamei. And the Gemara continues, Tanya would learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Simoy oimem minayin l'tchias ha'mesim in atera, that where do we find a remez to tchias ha'mesim in atera, shenem, and as the pasuk in va'ira states, v'gam hakim moisi es brisi itam lases lahem es eretz kinaan, is eretz megureyim asher goru va, and the Braisa is medayik lachem leinema, that the Torah doesn't state that Kosh Baruch Hu will give you Eretz Yisrael el lahem, but it says that Kosh Baruch Hu will give Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Eretz Yisrael, and certainly they were already dead at that point. Mikan l'tchias hamesim in atirah, and as Rashi states el lahem the mashma shevtiach Kosh Baruch Hu laviseinu Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov shiitulam Eretz Yisrael v'chil lahem nitna v'aloy l'bneim nitna el melamin shasin lichya isvasa Kosh Baruch Hu litulam as Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continued, tzedek gam gashem kam is simin for the next four memories, as shalom minim esrav ganliel, the minim esrav ganliel minayin shakosh baruch hu mechayim esim, where do we find a makar that kosh baruch hu will be mechayim esim? And amal lahem, rav ganliel responded, min atayu min avi min aksuvim, that we have a remez in the Torah as well as in avi min aksuvim, v'loi kiblu mimenu, however the tzedukim will not mekabel any of these rayas. Keep in mind that when the Gemara mentions minim, that the lashon min refers to mitalmidu yeshe noitzri, and the Gemara continues, min atayu, that was the writer of ganliel brought for tchias hamesim from the Torah, dichsiv, as the pasuk states in Pashas Vayelech, Vayom Hashem Moshe Hincha Sheicha v'Mavisecha v'Kama Amazev v'Zana Achrei Elohei Necha Aretz Asher Hu Boshama B'Kirboi v'Azavani v'Heifes Brisi Asher Karati Itai. And Rav Gamliel said that we could read the pasuk as if it says Vayom Hashem Moshe Hincha Sheicha v'Mavisecha v'Kam, and eventually you'll get up by Tchias Hamesim. However, Amru Loi, they responded to Rav Gamliel v'Dilma v'Kama Amazev v'Zana, that certainly the word v'Kam seems to be going on the end of the pasuk, that the pasuk states as is the pashas of the pasuk, and therefore you can't bring raya from this pasuk for tchias amesim. And the gemara continues, min anavim dechsev, and Rav Gamliel brought a makar for tchias amesim from nevim, as when Yeshaya was saying in nevuah about the future, they daven takarish baruch when he said, yichu meisecha nevelasi yikumun hakitzuv ranu sheichad yofa kital oyus talecha veeretz refoyim tapel. As Rashi explains, that Yeshaya said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that at least those tzaddikim that died in Eretz Yisrael should eventually live and should get up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that not only will the tzaddikim get up, but even those nephilim will get up and live. They will say to each other that those that died and are lying in the ground, they should get up and they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the dew, which refers to the Torah mitzvahs, will be like tal and will create light for those that are dead. And ultimately, the earth will give forth all the dead people and they will rise up from the earth and they will be alive, and we see a remez for Tchias HaMesim. However, once again, the Minim responded, V'dumma Mesim Shechir Yecheskel, that maybe these psukim are referring to those Mesim that Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim for, as the Gemara will discuss later. And Ayin Rashi, on the bottom of the right column, V'dumma Mesim Shechir Yecheskel, that Haikra Yichyu Mesecha Yeshaya Amru, V'hu Kodim Yecheskel, Sheisnabi Mechizkia, V'yibnabi Pasuk Zeh, HaShohir Asad Yecheskel, HaChiyas Mesim, Avalo Ilum HaBaloi. And the Gemara continues, Min HaKsuvim, and Rabbi Gamliel continued and brought a raya from Ksuvim and from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that is a concept of Tchias HaMesim, the Ksiv, and as the pasuk states, V'chike Chiyin HaTayiv, Ho'ilchu David L'Mesharim, David of Sivsei Yishenim, and as Rashi explains, Kleima Na'oyis U'misneidei Sivsei Yishenei Afa, Michlal Shiyichu, and therefore we see that eventually they will live, and once again they will be able to speak. However, once again, the Minim responded to Rabbi Gamliel, V'dum Rachishim Rachshon Sivosei Ba'alma, that maybe even though they're dead, they're still going to be able to move their lips a little bit, but it's not necessarily a raya for Tchias HaMesim. L'maisa, we know that the Tzedukim had a good taina, as Ki Rabbi Yechon, and just like Rabbi Yechon understood from this pasuk, the Amr Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimei Tzadik called Mishanam Halacha Bishmoy Ba'ilam Azeh Siv Seisiv Deivis Bakava Shenema Deivis Sisi Yeshenim. When someone says Halacha over in someone's name, then even if that person is already dead, then their lips will stop moving in that keva based on this pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Gemara continues that the Tzedukim were not satisfied until Rav Gamliel brought the Mariah from the following pasuk in Pashas Ekev, as the pasuk states in Vahayim Shemaya, L'man yir b'yumeichem v'yumei v'neichem al adama Hashem nishba Hashem l'aviseichem l'aseis lahem, and Rav Gamliel dashin l'chem l'inema, that the pasuk doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Eretz Yisrael to you and l'lahem, and it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Eretz Yisrael to them even though they're not the ones that will go into Eretz Yisrael. And mikan l'tchias ha-mesim in ha-terah, the Gemara continues, v'yesh oimim in ha-mikra zeh omol lahem. And some say that Rav Gamliel brought a raya from the pasuk in Pashas Veschanan that states, "Va'atam advekem b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulcham ayoyim." And Rashi points out that the Torah did not have to state, "Va'atam advekem b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulcham ayoyim," and all it should have stated is, "Va'atam advekem b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulcham." From the extra word "hayoyim," we learn out, "Ma'ayoyim kulcham kayomin afleilam haba kulcham kayomin." And this is a raya l'tchias hamesim in Atira. And some mafreshim explain that any time that we find a lashon of Rashi of kach shemaiti, that certainly this is not the parish of Rashi, and it either refers to a parish in the name of the Rashbam, or refers to a parish of Rabbeinu Shmaya, who was a Talmud of Rashi. The Gemara continues, Shalom Romiyamis Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, that the Romans asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya two questions. Number one, Minayin Shekash Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim, and number two, V'yodeya Masha Asaliyas, that how do you know Akash Baruch Hu knows what will eventually occur? And Amaluhu and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya responded, Tavayu Minam Mikrazeh, that we learn both from the following pasuk in Pasuk Vayi. And in response to your first question, as minayin l'tchias hamesim, so the pasuk tells us, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, hincha sheichem avisecha v'kam," and therefore we see that after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, he will eventually live again, and there will be tchias hamesim. And regarding his second question of a yedei masha asaliyais, so the pasuk continues, "Ha'om hazeh v'zona achrei lehi necha aretz," and we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that eventually Klal Yisrael will serve avodah zarah. However, the Gemara tells us that the Romans had a similar question to what the Minim Israel Gamliel, as Vidilma Vikam Omazeh Vizana, that the word Vikam doesn't go back on the beginning of the Pasuk, and it's really going on the end of the Pasuk, that states Vikam Omazeh Vizana, and therefore you have the Raya to Tchias HaMesim. And Amaluhus, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, respond to the Romans, Nekoitu Miya Palka Bedeichu, the Yedea Masha Asaliyais, that at least I have a proof that Kosh Baruch Hu knows what the future is, as the Pasuk certainly says Vikam Omazeh Vizana Achre Elehi Necha Aretz. The Gemara continues, Itmanami, we also learn to the Brisa, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Minayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesev V'yodeh Masha Asliyais Shinema Hincha Shechev V'mavisech V'kam. And then the Pasuk states Ha'om Hazeh V'zona Achrei Elohi Necha Oretz. And the Gemara now continues and brings another Braisa, will to bring another Mekar that is Tchiyas HaMesim. As Tani we learn to the Braisa Amar B'lez Rabbeisi B'dov Hazeh Ziyafti Sifrei Minim, that based on this Memra we're able to prove that the Sifrei Minim are incorrect. And as Rashi states, we're able to prove because of Atam Oimrim that you're lying V'imamish B'divreichem Shal Oimrim Ein Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTerah, as the Minim would say that there is no Raya for Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTerah. And the Mashar explains that in order to make sure that they were able to say that there is no Raya to Tchiyas HaMesim, so in the Pasuk in V'Hoyim Shemaya they actually changed the word and it stated Ashenish B'Lavisechem Loseis Lochem instead of Loseis Lochem. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi continues Amarti Lahem, so I explained to them Ziyaftim Teraschem V'lo Yidlisem B'yadchem Klum, that even though you tried to forge the Torah and you tried to change the words in the Torah, they still weren't able to accomplish anything. She'atem Imrim Ein Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah, that although you want to say there is no right in the Torah for the concept of Tchiyas HaMesim, but Areu Imer, but the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach Legabi someone that's Oved Avodah Zarah states Yidvar Hashem Baza Ves Mitzvosei Hefar Hikaris Tikaris HaNefesh Ahi Avinu Bar. And when the Pasuk states Hikaris Tikaris, so we learn that this person will be cut off by Ilum Hazeh, and if so Avinu Bar La'imas, so during what time frame does the Torah teach us that this person's Avera will stay with him at that time frame and he will still have this Avera? Lav Lo'ilum Habah, it must be teaching us that even after Tchiyas HaMesim this Avera will still be associated with this person. And as Rashi states Alma Yesh Tchiyas HaMesim, and therefore we see a Raya for Tchiyas HaMesim. And the Gemara continues Omle Rapapa Labaya, so Rapapa Est Abaya V'leim Luhu Tavayu Meikaris Tikaris, that why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi not respond that we learn both from the words Ikaris Tikaris, as since the Torah uses a double Lashon, so Ikaris is Ba'ilum Hazeh and Ikaris is Lo'ilum Habah. However, Abaya responded to Rapapa Inu Hava Amrile Dibur Torah Kalash Bnei Adam, if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi would want to bring a Raya to Tchiyas HaMesim from the double Lashon of Ikaris Tikaris, then the Minim would have responded that that is not Raya as Dibur Torah Kalash Bnei Adam, and we can't learn anything from a double Lashon. And as Rashi states, and the Gemara continues, Kitanoi, that this is based on the Machlekes Tanoim, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach, Legabe Avodah Zarah states, Hikaris Tikaris, and we learn out, Hikaris Ba'ilum Hazeh, Tikaris La'ilum Habah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Akiva, V'aloi Kva Nemar, but the Pasuk prior to this, in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed states, V'anefesh Hashitasa B'yad Ramah, Min Ezuch Min Agar, Sashem Ru Megadev, V'nichrusa Nefesh Ha'im, Mikarev Amah. And the Pasuk therefore uses the Lashon of Kares three times, and certainly you won't tell me that there are actually three worlds. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Kiva, and he learns Ella v'nichrusa ba'ilum hazeh, that when the Torah uses the Lashon v'nichrusa in Pasuk Lamed, it refers to Krisis in Ilum Hazeh, and when the Pasuk states Ikaris in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it refers to Ilum Habah. And even though the Torah uses the double Lashon of Ikaris Tikaris, Dibur Torah Kalash Bnei Adam, we don't learn anything out from the double Lashon as Dibur Torah Kalash Bnei Adam. Ayin Rashi, that Rabbi Kiva is not bothered by Rabbi Shmuel's question, as he learns that when the Torah states as Hashem Hu Megadev V'Nichrusa, that's actually not referring to someone that serves Avodah Zarah. That pasuk is referring to someone that was Megadev as Hashem, was Mevarech as Hashem. However, Rabbi Shmuel holds that even pasuk Lamed is referring to someone that was Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara now continues that Bein Rabbi Shmuel or Bein Rabbi Kiva Avin Deba May Avdi Bei. That L'Chir we see that both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they don't use the word Avin Deba in order to teach us that the Aver will follow this person even Lo'ilum Habah. And what do they do with the words Avin Habah? And the Gemara explains L'chidatanya, that they both use the word Avin Habah for the following Braisa, as the Braisa states Yachal Filo Asa Tshuva, that one would think that even if a person does Tshuva, then they still will have Krisis Lo'ilum Habah. So Talmud Lo'im Avin Habah Lo'im Marti El Bezman Sh'Avin Habah, that the Torah tells us that the only time that we stated Hikaris Tikaris according to Rabbi Kiva or according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah states V'nichrusa and Hikaris Tikaris, in order to teach us that I'll have krisis Lo'ilum Habah is only when he stays with his Avera and he didn't do tshuva. But certainly if a person does tshuva, then the din of krisis would not apply La'asad Lavai and Lo'ilum Habah. And as Rashi states Sha'avayin Habah Shalei Shav Kaidu Misa Havi Bikaris Avashav Lo'i Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues Shalei Cleopatra Malkasas Ramea, that the queen Cleopatra asked Ramea and Umra, and she said to Ramea Yudana Dechaya Shachvi, that certainly I know that there will be Tchiyas HaMesim, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, and the Pasuk is teaching us that La'asad Lavai, Klal Yisrael, that already died, who bloom and sprout from Yushlaim, just like the grass sprouts from the ground. However, she continued, Yisra Meir, Elk Shein Oimdin, Oimdin Arumin, Oibul Vushem Oimdin, but when they get up and there'll be Trias Amesim, will they get up without having clothing on, or will they be fully dressed? And Amalor and Ramei responded, Kavachoyma Mechita, that we have a Kavachoyma from a piece of grain and a piece of wheat that someone plants into the ground, Umachita Shinikbara Ruma, and just like a piece of grain that is buried in the ground and is buried without its peel, Yetza Bekamal Levushin, and even so, once it grows with all of its Levushim, and each piece of grain is covered by its shell, Tzadikim Shinikbara Levushim, so certainly the Tzadikim that were buried with their Tachrichin, Alachas Kam Vakama, that certainly when this Tchiyah Samesim, that they will come out wearing clothing, and even if those Tachrichin withered away, they will actually have Tchiyah Samesim and come out of that Kfarim wearing their clothing. I am the last Rashi on the left column, Vayetzitzu Meir, Shasidin Yisrael, Lotzitz Filofreich Meir Yishlayim, Uchiram Rinon, and as the Gemara Mesech Tzubis teach us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Islam Mechilis Latzadikim, Vahulchim Va'ilum Lili Yishlayim, and we will stop over here.